This is the Northwest Passage on KLCC. Good afternoon. I'm Trip Summer. The state's Civil Rights Division has filed charges against the former director of the agency responsible for training Oregon police. John Minnis is accused of sexually harassing and abusing a subordinate employee. KLCC's Angela Kellner reports.
When the allegations surfaced last November, John Minnis resigned his position after the governor placed him on leave. The Oregon Department of Justice initiated an investigation but said there was insufficient evidence to warrant criminal charges. In January, State Labor Commissioner Brad Avakian filed a complaint to initiate a probe.
Our investigation did show unwanted sexual advances, sexual abuse, a situation in which the employee was given high pay increases, and also times when John Minnis fed alcohol to the employee, knowing that she was vulnerable to alcohol-induced blackouts, and then preyed on the employee during the blackouts.
In filing formal administrative charges, the state is seeking at least $2 million for the victim's emotional, mental, and physical suffering. A spokesman for the Oregon Attorney General says the victim also filed a tort claim. The case against Minnis and the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training is scheduled to be heard July 27th. For KLCC News, I'm Angela Keldner.
The Springfield City Council has unanimously approved a goal to create a positive environment that values diversity. Monday's vote comes 3 months after city officials learned of racist and crude emails circulating in the city's maintenance division. A review of the emails by the Register Guard found hundreds of examples of politically charged, degrading, and obscene messages. Details on how the city will accomplish its new goal are still being discussed. With 1 week left for Oregon voters to cast a ballot, candidates are pushing hard for votes. In the governor's race, Democrat John Kitzhaber and Republican Chris Dudley far outpace their rivals when it comes to fundraising. Correspondent Chris Lehman reports on their ability to attract deeper-pocketed donors.
The internet has made it possible for candidates to raise a lot of money from a large number of small-time donors. But in the race for Oregon governor, the candidates who are raising the most money are the ones who have received the highest number of large donations. Let's pick an arbitrary number, say $5,000. About 60% of what former Governor John Kitzhaber has raised has come in chunks of $5,000 or more. Donors have written big checks like that to Kitzhaber at least 80 times since he jumped into the race last fall. By contrast, former Oregon Secretary of State Bill Bradbury has only reeled in 15 large donations. They represent less than 30% of his overall total. On the Republican side, Chris Dudley has received more than 60 supersized gifts. The 5G generosity adds up to 60% of what Dudley's raised. Donors to Dudley's GOP rival, Alan Alley, have been less exuberant with their checkbooks. Less than 40% of the cash that Alley's raised has come in the form of big checks. But Alley's also received more than $100,000 in stock, as well as a $150,000 loan from his wife. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.
Cottage Grove's Village Green Resort will get much-needed improvements through a loan program established by Lane County Commissioners. The goal is to have the rooms renovated by the end of the summer. KLCC's Rachel McDonald reports.
The Board of Commissioners established a loan program to renovate the 50-year-old hotel. The Cottage Grove City Council has authorized a loan of $250,000 to the Village Green. The deal calls for raising matching funds from investors within 30 days. Cottage Grove City Manager Richard Myers says many of the hotel's rooms are in dire need of improvement.
Some of them don't have heat. A lot of them don't have air conditioning. They didn't put those in, those rooms. They also have some roof problems on a whole section of the rooms where it leaks, and that would be one of the projects as well that's under the funding.
Travel Lane County says the Village Green lost at least 15 potential conferences because of the lack of improvements. Myers says renovating the rooms will bring tourism to Cottage Grove and money in transient room taxes. For KLCC News, I'm Rachel McDonald.
Police arrested a Medford man accused of attacking three women in a car with a running chainsaw. Detective Sergeant Mike Boudreau says one of the women called 911 late Saturday to report the attack. The woman said one passenger had to duck to avoid injury when the buzzing blade knocked out a window. The suspect, 37-year-old David Stockton, has been charged with attempted assault, harassment, and menacing and endangering another. One of the women in the car had dated Stockton. Although the couple had broken up, they were still trying to work things out. Three government agencies in the Portland area have been fined by state environmental regulators for failing to properly monitor stormwater discharges. The agencies are among 18 businesses and other entities that were fined for the same accusations. The Oregon Department of Environmental Quality says it levied the fines, totaling more than $88,000, because regulation of stormwater discharges depends almost entirely on monitoring by the sources. Fines were filed against the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the Tri-County Metropolitan Transportation District of Oregon in Wilsonville, and the Oregon Department of Aviation at the Molino Airport. A powerful union and Bill Gates' father are the top early contributors to an income tax campaign in the state of Washington. New financial disclosure reports show where Initiative 1077 is getting its initial seed money. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins.
I-1077 would impose an income tax on individuals who make more than $200,000 a year. For Washington couples, it would be more than $400,000. At the same time, the initiative would cut business and property taxes. The money raised would be earmarked for education and health care. The Service Employees International Union is so far the biggest bankroller of the campaign, with $80,000 in cash and in-kind contributions to the Yes campaign. Bill Gates Sr., father of the second richest man in the world, is the second biggest donor at $50,000. Gates Sr. kicked off the initiative campaign last month and has long been a proponent of tax reform in Washington. Backers have until July 2nd to collect more than 240,000 valid voter signatures to put the measure on Washington's November ballot. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.
Ashland is seeing an uptick in residential home construction. Building permits for homes and apartments are both up over last year, though nowhere near the peaks of a few years back. Meanwhile, commercial construction remains in a slump. With 2 months to go in the fiscal year, the city has issued 25 single-family home permits. That's nowhere near the 123 which were issued in fiscal 2005, but up from 18 from last year. Commercial construction permits are at 5.